from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Too early for the bartender.
Don't, for the Giants, don't miss this opportunity you got in the next week. Make something happen. Get some players into your farm system. Do something.
Wow.
Anything.
Man, you are done. Finito.
Come on.
I spend that much bread, Steiny. We are riding it to the end. It's like pulling the plug. You know what I mean? And some people want to do it. That's a bad analogy, but it's to me, that's where I'm at. Like, I got too much invested to just tell Steinmetz and the rest of the world, we effed up. It's effed up now, but what if we win 8 out of 9?
You haven't won 8 of 9 all year.
4 in a row twice.
Exactly.
They're one and three since the All-Star, three in Denver.
So you're making my point.
Well, I get, you know what I'm, you know the fundamental difference between you and I?
I'm a realist, and you live in fantasy land.
Nah, I love hard. Had they caught that ball or even won that game.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to do
that. It's that close, though.
No, it's not.
That's what I mean to you.
Let me say this again.
Okay.
Since the middle of last year, the Giants are 70 and 95.
Let me tell you who's having some good coffee this morning.
Mm.
Gabe Kapler. Gabe F.
In Miami,
Kapler.
Too, he's having it.
By the beach. 107. Y'all said it was my fault. Look at you now. I just thought of him.
Yeah.
My fault.
There you go.
I'm just interested to know kind of where Giants fans are. Maybe Giants fans are further along than I am in terms of what you want out of this team or where you think this team should go. I feel like, Steiny, that's part of being a fan, man. Well, that's fine, but at some point, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not this dumb to think that this team can make something happen.
I didn't take that as a shot.
I mean...
No, but I hear you, man. But the math is there.
It's not.
Get off your ass and go win some games starting tonight.
It doesn't work in baseball.
Sonny, it does.
This rah-rah crap doesn't work.
Well, they ain't getting it. I love Melvin, but they ain't getting it.
What does this team hang its hat on? What has been their strength?
With runners in score? Okay. Oh, what's their strength? The podium game. Fitzgerald, I love him, Steiny. Four homers in four games. I like where we're at, but he's doing the pods thing, and I get it. He's young. I like where we're at. We're fighting. Nobody gives a damn about all that.
You're right.
Where's the meat?
Exactly. How about this? This is the other thing I was thinking about. The Giants right now are using Tyler Fitzgerald at shortstop. They've used four shortstops.
And you can't lose to the curve.
Luciano's not there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What is going on?
That deserves an answer, Steiny, from the higher-ups. And then you kick one to the curb. Ahmed.
Ahmed, Wisely, Fitzgerald, Luciano. How can Luciano not be your starting shortstop after all this time?
Man, that deserves a firing in itself. You think I'm just saying that for Stani? That right there should cost somebody.
I mean, I don't know. We got Melvin with two more years after this. We got Farhan with two more years after this. But, I mean,
that's why I don't believe they're going to do what you say, blow it up.
Why not? Like, why not?
And well, what's the standard then? How do we judge Farhan?
That's the easy way out,
blowing it up. Because there's no expectations.
Who are the three most tradable assets? Blake Snell, maybe Chapman, maybe. And who else? Duvall?
I'm not putting
Webb in there.
All right, I'll give you that.
Duvall? See what you can get.
Well, you got to have a lead to use them.
See what you can get for them.
Man, Steiny.
Start investing in some young players.
Then you need a new baseball operation. You need somebody.
Probably.
You need to hit the reset all the way around.
Probably.
Okay.
And the other thing, and you watch. If this happens, I'm predicting it won't go well. You can't fire Farhan at the end of the year and keep Bob Melvin.
You can't. You cannot.
I know Mark Willard says that that's a possibility, and he very well may be right. But that's not the recipe to me for success. And I get it. Oh, Bob Melvin's not going to ruffle feathers. But again, if I'm a general manager candidate for the San Francisco Giants,
talk to me.
How can you take the job and then say, well, yeah, I'll live with Melvin for a while? I mean, I guess it's what Farhan did with Bruce Bochy. Let him manage that last year. And maybe in a way, it gives the new general manager an extra year because you'll keep Melvin around, but nobody will have any high expectations for next year. But I don't know. I mean, you came out of the All-Star break. You lose 2 or 3 to Colorado. You lose to the Dodgers.
To a guy making his first start, you know, like just their staff is decimated and you know, normally you get a guy, we don't know what he is, we don't got the scout report, and he could take advantage of you. But for you not to be able to muster up, it's Stani, and it's everybody with runners in scoring position. Chapman, he's there for the glove. Has that been a disappointment? I don't know what his war is. But good God, man, for this team to be where they're at, if you really feel the way you feel about saying night-night to Snell, then you need to do it all.
Yeah.
To me.
I mean, look, find your three
cornerstones.
No. Find your three most valuable trade assets, whatever they are. I gotta believe you could get something for Snell.
And Duvall, Steiny.
Probably.
He might need a change of scenery.
Probably. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, this team has been so nondescript for the last couple years. It's pretty unbelievable.
Man.
I mean, they just cannot generate excitement. And I'm watching the game last night, and they scored 2 runs, and now they scored 11 runs in 4 games with 3 of them in Colorado.
Man.
They don't break out of it last night against a TBD pitcher to be determined because the Dodgers didn't have a starter. You get a great effort out of Snell, you still can't win.
Just wasted.
You still can't win.
Flush it down the toilet. And you know who I'm going to shout out? Because I'm waiting to see who you're going to shout out later. Rabonte.
Oh.
He had no expectations for this team. And in the break room, Stani, he said, why is everybody up in arms? Like, there was never a pulse to him. And now he's getting paid back or they're backing up that take that they have nothing. But to see our own Mark Willard on Twitter, on X last night, basically say or indicate sale, I'm like, wow, 200 milli for what?
Philly, Dodgers, Brewers, Braves, Cardinals, Mets, Pirates, Padres, Diamonds, Diamondbacks, Cubs, Reds.
Wow.
They're all ahead of the Giants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams ahead of them in the so-called wild card race.
And I don't care if Robbie Ray or Ray Charles is coming back. If you can't score runs, i.e. last night, it's not going to matter. Logan Webb Saturday pitched an okay game, got no support.
Let me ask you this. Does this matter to you or not? They're right now tied with the Reds at 48-53. four games in back of the wild card. The Reds in run differential are plus 34. The Giants are minus 32.
That does matter to me.
It matters to me, too.
And that's an indication, and I know this already, Stoney, the Reds got bats. They can hit. They got other problems. But the Giants just squander every time. And then the announcers, I don't know if, you know, I love me some announcers. Oh. They're wearing it, too. All of them, of just the frustration of ducks on a pond and guys waving and missing on stroke. Like, damn, I don't know what's that about. Is that the hitting coach?
How can Pat, we never blame the players? Like, the players are not, like, Soler not having a good year. Chapman not having a good year. Like, I can't blame Farhan for that. He went out and got Matt Chapman.
That a couple weeks ago.
He went out and got Matt Chapman. The numbers were the numbers, and it looks like Matt Chapman has fallen off since last year. I mean, he was hurt last year.
Well, then, my message to Giant fans, Donnie.
Yeah, what would it be?
Is if you're right and they're playing bad, they can turn it around. That's what all it takes to me in this wild card mess, if you're into that, and I am, 7-10.
They haven't done that this year.
That's my, and I get that, but that doesn't mean that can't start tonight towards that.
Let me tell you something.
That's the beauty of having one the next day.
If that's what you're going with.
It's all you have.
Well, no, it isn't. It isn't all you have. It's to be aggressive, moving some players to teams that may think Matt Chapman can help them the last 50 games of the year. There's got to be a team out there that thinks Blake Snell can be a big factor.
There would be
a line. What about Camilo Duval? I got to believe it. I got to believe there'd be interest in Duval.
Stoney, you gotta do something. Wrong, but what message are you sending your current players that will remain
in the fair
2027?
I'm
2028. That's when we'll be back.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You try to do it sooner than that, but what? Okay, so what's the alternative? The alternative is to finish 75-87. And what? Are you Matt Chapman coming back next year? Blake Snell opting out?
Well, you would say or hope that
Luciano,
the guys that we pointed out that had bad years wouldn't have two bad years.
Oh, so we are going to run it back even if we finish 12-500. That to me is crazy. That to me is nuts.
And the money you spent this offseason, you just take that as a loss and flush it down the toilet.
I mean, how much of that was Snell's money over 2 years? You know, Chapman got 2 years worth of money. You tried it. I mean, the one guy you signed to a long-term deal, Jung-Hoo Lee, got hurt early in the year. Maybe he would have made a difference this year.
But this is bigger than him to me.
Well, and that's why when you talk about the Giants' payroll, I don't lump him into a bad decision with the payroll. They paid him a good amount of money. Looks like he's going to be a player, and hopefully he'll bounce back and be the everyday center fielder. But, I mean, you keep coming to post with Wisely, with Fitzgerald, Estrada, Yaz, Conforto, he's another one. Anybody want Conforto? Going once.
Estrada, 252 on-base percentage. Do you know how bad that is?
I do, actually.
Like, wow, man. So, I don't even like his – I told you his body. I don't even like to – I don't know what's going on, but they're hurting right now. They are hurting.
Yeah. 415 says the run differential is on the pitchers. 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line. Look at Bomell and how badly he underperformed in San Diego with that talent last year.
The
Giants are even worse. They've got no chemistry at all. They just don't get it at all. I'll ask again, what's the identity of the Giants? I know what it was supposed to be.
I got the answer. They don't have one.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got a shout out Nathaniel Hyatt. I'm a bad analogy guy, but I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Goo, my girlfriend keeps cheating on me, but maybe she'll stop, is what he's saying. I'm saying about the Giants. That's different. If they start tonight, they could get hot. I'm not telling you they are.
All right, and if they lose tonight, you'll come in tomorrow and say they could get hot.
No, the hope wanes. It just gets smaller and smaller.
Right, they haven't won a postseason series in 9 years. I mean, that probably is irrelevant to what we're discussing right now. Yeah. But
they look lethargic at the plate. And I disagree with that guy. The Giants pitching staff hasn't been anything to write home about. But when you watch this team, you know repeatedly since game one of the season, they don't hit with runners in scoring position. That's going to kill you. So miss me with why they're negative, what, 32? That's because they don't hit with ducks on the pond. Soler may not even have 20 homers. Come on. That ain't what they signed you up for.
I don't get the sense there's anything going on in that clubhouse in terms of chemistry.
Expand on that. What? Because you might be on to something.
I talk about this a lot, and I'm not saying they're selfish, but let's face it. Snell and Chapman came here with agendas. And the agendas was to get themselves right this year for the Giants and then move on to a bigger payday. So neither of those guys is having a good year, and maybe they're putting too much pressure on themselves because they do want to get out of here and they do want to get paid big money. But
guys next into their locker, Stani, would never know if that was their intention.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
But it's just like you don't know if that's – I'm not mad at that assessment, but you don't know if that's true.
Well, I know they're 48-53.
I don't know. Yeah, there's not been any fights or fisticuffs.
Oh. No. You could put that on their 2024 tombstone.
I mean, we didn't
get into any fights.
No, it's about do they like each other, that stuff.
And I don't think they care enough to fight.
No. You might
mad. I'm telling you, I don't think they care enough to fight. And the one thing that I've always felt, when you have veterans in a clubhouse, you got veterans in the locker room, they know what a team is and what a team isn't after 100 games. And you can't tell me that Matt Chapman thinks they have anything brewing here. And you can't tell me that Blake Snell thinks they have anything brewing here. And you can't tell me that Logan Webb thinks they have anything brewing here. And you can't tell me that Farhan and Bob Melvin think so either.
Wow, man.
I just don't.
That's strong.
I don't.
That is strong, man.
I would absolutely, if I were a Giants fan at this point, I would absolutely live with, make a couple trades, get seven
guys.
Don't
want him to make the playoffs. One of the biggest. Think about that. He doesn't want this team is currently constructed to qualify.
Well, they won't. So he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry. But I'd rather the Giants trade Snell, Chapman, and Duvall and get eight guys in here who we've never heard of. And then at least we can make note of the names, keep an eye on them in the minor league system. And then hopefully one day they become Giants who are capable of winning.
Damn.
Because this is...
You don't see it getting better.
No. No. You know, in fact, I think there's probably a comparison to be made with the NBA in terms of, you know, some of these guys who are... It's getting to be a young players league, and their young players aren't... Very dynamic, and their old players look like they might be.
Flores looks gassed mentally. Estrada looks mentally gassed. I don't know what's going on, but again, like I say, Stani, they got a game tonight. They got a game tomorrow. Four back of the last wild card, if that interests you. But if it doesn't, I don't know what else there's to see here, because it's not like you got a clubhouse full of young stallions or studs. And I got to give Fitzgerald. I thought he couldn't do anything, but Stani, he's showing some glimmer.
Yeah. Yeah. They're 1-3 since the break.
That's bad.
So I don't know. I'm just watching that game last night and just.
And they're begging for nothing. The review to see if there was obstruction on the dog.
Oh, my God.
Like, and then Melvin talked about it in the presser, and I said, you know what? When you're struggling or not good, I used to do that in Madden, kick out to court on accident, standing when I was facing the L. Oh, no, we got to start over. So should I really get mad at Melvin because he's resorting to maybe we'll get a break from the guys in the clouds? But that was a bad look. Like, it was desperate.
From the 925, Goo, give me one reason why anyone should expect the Giants to turn this thing around.
Because Matt Steinmetz just told all of us that multiple guys are having bad years and maybe they get hot at the end. With the Snell's turned it around. I mean, my gosh, you got Webb and Snell. I'll take those two. You know what? That combo, if you could get into that's the if. But damn, those are two dogs. You're going to be able to pitch with anybody if you got to a series or a wild card game. That's what. And you're four back, but they're dead men walking. This is who I am, and I'm proud of it. The math is still there for you to get your act together.
I love you, but that's a great saying. Doesn't mean a damn thing. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Four games out in 11th place may as well be eight games out.
Yeah.
They look at what happened last night. They get beat. Five teams above them win. So guess what's going to happen tonight? They'll win, and four teams above them will win. They have so much work to do that to me it's unrealistic that they can get it done. They haven't shown any life. There hasn't been much of a glimmer. They don't even have a stretch of baseball, really, that they could hang their hat on and say, well, we had a 15-game stretch that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get back to being that team. I don't know. I just don't see a lot there, and I don't see significant enough improvement. All right, here's what's going on.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right. Oh, this is from Ian Rappaport. Here's some good news. You ready?
Give it to me.
49ers star wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is reporting to training camp. Sources tell myself and Mike Garofalo, despite his desires for a new contract.
Yeah, he played all his cards. I guess he could have played this one, but good for him. Good for the Niners. And Stani, I'm sure he didn't want to get fined. Who did we have on talking about the fall? Oh, that was Evan. You were on vacation. But good for the Niners. So now it's not a, what was I worried about coming into, a distraction. I mean, it'll be talked about, but it leads me to think, could a deal get done before the start of the season, or are they going to just go, you know? What did you call it? Business-like and make him play it out on this year?
Well, now, if he's in camp, I'd almost say, yeah, thanks for coming. Now they could really play hardball.
Man.
I mean, it's to me, though, it's a good – the team in this situation always wants you to come in. It's one of those things where the team says, you want a new contract, the first thing you got to do is come in.
Right.
You got to report.
Right.
Okay, so now he's reported. Let's see what happens.
Jason Mishler on the YouTube chat. Wow, shocker. So he didn't expect BA to hold out. But he would have just harmed himself and his wallet. But they need him, Stani, and he's there. So we'll see what happens from here. But you think it's a long shot something gets done. I don't know why I'm looking at that like, okay, they, you know, nothing to see here now. Not we'll take care of you, but something like that. When we go to the press conference, that should be the first question asked about his situation, right? Does a deal get done? You would think.
Well, now that he's going to report, the kind of the intensity of what's going on has declined for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
So now John Lynch can just say, "Well, he's here, and the sides will continue to talk." And Brandon's a professional. We appreciate him coming in. He's a big part of what we do, but we're not going to pay him the money he wants. But we're going to say that we're interested in having him long term.
Yeah.
All that kind of thing.
He did it. He fought the fight, Stoudy, trying to get a deal. He fought the good fight.
Yeah. So Brandon Ayuk is going to report, and that according to Ian Rappaport. So here's the other thing that's going on. In about 20 minutes, we're going to go down to Santa Clara. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are holding their preseason or training camp availability. They'll speak today, and then the first practice is tomorrow. And don't forget, Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill will be down there from 6 to 10. Guru and I will be down there doing the show from 10 to 2 at the Hilton Santa Clara. So if you're down that way, come by and say hello. Say hello to Guru and I. I'll tell you what, I'll shout out my guy on the other side.
Okay.
Because I tell you what.
I don't know. Just want to hear.
He deserves a lot of praise. A lot of praise. He's got a this guy I'm going to shout out's got some guts. He's got some pride. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. I have no idea where it's going.
Don't you really?
But I do want to tell you something before we go to break.
Okay.
Remember we had the listeners send us a personalized Niner jerseys?
Yeah.
And yours said Steiny, mine said Guru?
Sure.
I'm wearing it tomorrow. You should wear yours.
I won't.
So that guy went out and paid. And
I have it hanging in my man cave. There you go.
Yeah, right. Look at Carter. Yeah, right. I'm going to wear mine tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Dan Dibley corrected me.
What happened?
Farhan's the president.
Oh, okay. Look at Dibs!
Pete Patel is the GM. Well, they got to fire the president. I don't know if they have.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm not telling him to fire Farhan because I don't think that necessarily makes him better. I don't like the idea of having a new GM come in with an old manager here. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Coming up in 20 minutes, we're headed down to Santa Clara, and we're going to hear from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And here's a reminder, the Morning Roast and myself and Goo are going to be live from the Hilton in Santa Clara for training camp tomorrow. Bonte and Chasky will be there Thursday also. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Chilton Auto Body.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.